as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
If you go down to South London today, you're in for a tuneful surprise. The area has become something of a musical hotspot recently, whether you're into hotshot producers like King Krul or scuzzy psych rock like Fat White Family. Where music thrives, it tends to breed new artists, and the latest musician and producer to catch our attention is Jamie Isaac. Jamie released his debut album Couch Baby earlier on in July, and it has the potential to be one of the most chilled out records this summer, with a sort of being horizontal in the sunshine vibe, aided by swooning saxophones, jittering drum beats, and slurred but lyrical vocals. This week on the Sessions at Midori House, Jamie Isaac plays from Couch Baby.
This song is called Find the Words. I'm stuck right here again, with my feet drenched in my arms that never mend. I'll mumble till the end, until I find the words. Surely, baby, you would have heard. And you won't see me weep, no need to stop me. My own pressures are the most, and I've been dreaming. Or I'm alone is enough for her to break, and that's okay, just as long as I find the word. And his alone are the problems that she makes, and that's her way, just as long as I find the word. A softer touch will be heading my way. Leave now, don't stroke her. Another breast will be closer, with a head that doesn't turn away. Water runs upon the sheets we lay, and you won't see me weep, no need to stop me. My own pressures are the most, and I've been dreaming. Enough for her to break, and that's okay, just as long as I find the word. And his alone are the problems that she makes, and that's her way, just as long as I find the word. Enough for her to break, and that's okay, just as long as I find the words. And his alone are the problems that she makes, and that's her way.
Jamie Isaac, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Cheers, thank you.
2016's been quite a busy year for you so far. You released a mixtape at the beginning of the year and then your debut album, Couch Baby.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to this point?
No sleep. Well, I wanted to release the mixtape first because I hadn't released music for a while until that point, so I wanted to release something for free, and I wanted to do like a mixtape, like a free remix tape of the album before the album. So that was exciting, getting people together. And then, yeah, I was just writing for the last part of that kind of promo for that mixtape, and then I just kind of put the album out, yeah.
And how long in progress was the album?
It's probably about 2 years. There's a lot of stress, and I think it's the first time in a while that I've actually felt very relaxed after the album's come out. I feel very
You've had a couple of weeks to let it, settle.
Yeah, and I'm just getting more and more relaxed, so...
I mean, it's a pretty chilled out album. I feel like it was recorded on a desert island somewhere. Where do you need your mind to be to write songs like this?
I think that if you just don't keep to, like, any sort of time, like, structure, I kind of treat it as my 9-to-5 in terms of... I'm a bedroom producer, I produce in my house, but I wouldn't kind of keep it as my 9-to-5. I mean, I could start at 2 in the morning. The idea is basically, yeah, just have to be in the right mindset, and like, and that could be at any time. You just have to be ready to, once you have the idea to do a song, you just have to carry it through
and put in those solid 8 hours.
Put in a solid 8 hours no matter what time you start. This next track is called Beauty. I'll never break for this chase I've been craving, so much that I've been slaving. For this moment I've been waiting, and I'll never lace my mistakes with a shaking, a floor that needs erasing. I've given all. A simple crime to please him, small lips wrap around his fingers now, skin smooth enough to bathe him. Her crying won't erase this, and I'll never break. This tune erodes around my ears again, but no, I won't go under. And I've been linking stories lately. It goes on and on, straight from the moment. For this chase I've been craving, so much that I've been slaving. For this moment I've been waiting, and I'll never lay my mistakes with her shaking, a floor that needs a raising. I've given all. Been throwing down too many pieces. You're wondering how to take this. My crying won't erase this. This tune erodes around my ears again, but no, I won't go under. And I've been linking stories lately. It goes on and on, straight from the moment. For this chase I've been craving, so much that I've been slaving. For this moment I've been waiting, and I'll never lay my mistakes with her shaking, a floor that needs a raising. I've given all. I've been preaching, baby.
call yourself a producer. Do you produce other people's stuff alongside your own stuff too?
I do some sort of stuff with some of my friends, but nothing too serious. I do more, well, I just produce my own music and then I just kind of do some remixes on the side and stuff. So I kind of, that's always been my passion, producing music. I never really even wanted to sing or do anything like that in my, like, for my music. I just kind of wanted to produce and like almost get like a female singer on it. But then I kind of thought, yeah, we should add another element, I guess, of myself.
If you've got the vocal cords for it, why not?
Yeah, the many layers of me.
That's the next album, maybe.
Yeah, that's the name of the next album, honestly.
You talk about working with your friends. I know that you're good friends with King Cruel and, mm-hmm. you know, other people from that sort of South London crew, I guess.
Yeah.
What is it like working with your friends? Do your relationships change when you're in the studio?
Everyone's just very passionate, and I think people see it as a kind of collective, even though we don't really see it like that ourselves. It's very kind of organically grown. It's basically, it's very, very relaxed. It's, we don't really see it as a job. It's just kind of like us chilling in a room, smoking, just like enjoying each other's company and listening to music and then just getting inspiration from that. And I don't think there's any transaction that happens between like, okay, now this is work. You know, like for my mixtape, when I had people like spitting over like some of the tracks, it wasn't like, okay, cool, come into the studio now and do this. It was kind of like, oh, when are you free? Do you want to come with me to the studio now? They probably stayed the night before at my house. So, it's, you know, it's just all kind of done like that.
You can kind of hear that on the record, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the main...
So laid back.
Yeah, that's, I hope so anyway. I don't want it to be too... I don't use the word contrived, but I don't want it to be too, like, planned. Mm-hmm. I think the idea of it is quite nice if it's just...
A bit more natural.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Talking of that whole sort of South London scene, there's just so much talk about that at the moment in the music press. What do you think the sort of sound of London is at the moment?
I guess it's quite a dark sound. I wouldn't know what the answer really to that, but I'm not sure. I know like South London, it's just there's a hell of a lot of jazz coming out of the area. There's a hell of a lot of jazz influences. And I think that kind of has influenced a lot of people. I guess that's the kind of sound that's coming out of South London specifically. This track is called Last Trip. Trip, feet together, hold my sides up before my head splits. Drawing lines and markers, now I'm feeding with my eyelids. And even to this day, I see. My last trip, he sees me, he's gaining in close. So deep, mine's been too keen to know. I guess he feels me now. So far, I've not looked down. I'm on my last trip, feet together, hold my sides up before my head splits. Drawing lines and markers, now I'm feeding with my eyelids. And even till this day I see. Trip. For a single word could save me now, but a smaller chest won't even make myself flow out.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Jamie Isaac. Jamie's new album Couch Baby is out now on Marathon Artists, and he has upcoming live dates around Europe. Head to jamieisaac.co.uk for more details. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week, but for the time being, thanks very much for listening.
I'm drawing lines and markers now, I'm feeding with my eyelids. And even to this day I see her. I'm on my last trip.